Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Tommy Lugau, the fine executive producer of Evan and Tiki, there is someone, could be me, could be Tiki, could be Sean, who has a grievance with you, Lugie. Do you have any idea which of the three of us has that grievance?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's Sean Morash.
You are correct. It is Sean Morash. It
Stunning.
Is not me. It is not Lugie. In fact, Sean's walking in. He's handing us a piece of paper.
Wow.
This is evidence, I guess, in this grievance that he has.
Okay.
And Sean will stay. Do you have any idea what this grievance is about?
No idea.
You have no idea?
Nope.
Okay. Wow. I'm reading it now. Sean, can you describe to the audience what this grievance is? What brought you to this point?
I'm sorry. I just put my headphones back
on. I was just asking you to begin your grievance hearing.
Okay.
Tiki and I would like to hear your case against Tommy Lugau.
Something that has really stuck with me over the last calendar year on Evan and Tiki, and something I missed the boat on, I was not allowed to be in East Rutherford, New Jersey at Giants training camp this year.
That is true. You were banned because you committed a crime against sports manity for deactivating your Twitter account after the Rangers got eliminated in the playoffs this past year. We had a full trial and you lost.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah.
And I still think I would have won that on appeal. I was very drunk. I didn't want to say something wrong to the wrong people. But, Mousy Mouth over here threw up a big fit that I, quote, I think his term is skipped the podium.
Yes, that's the quote.
Yes, skipped the podium.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so this year I notice, having a good year with the New York Knicks, right? Yeah. Four seed. Some might have higher hopes when you make a trade like that, but four seed nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
What are we looking at, 11-8?
12-8.
12-8 now, okay. 12-8.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I've been tracking Tommy's Twitter, Tiki and Evan, as you guys will see.
Yes. I see it on this piece of paper.
Yeah. And, here's the deal. Of the eight losses that the New York Knicks have had, I'll tell you, opening night versus Boston, October 22nd at 9:32 p.m., we had a tweet. The Knicks played great tonight. The Celtics just had a historic performance.
Tommy, let him finish.
Oh, sorry.
You'll get your chance to retort.
Right. Chalk it up to that. The Knicks are going to do damage. That's an opening night tweet. A nice little missive. The Knicks would lose game three to Cleveland. No tweet. The Knicks would lose to Houston. No tweet. The Knicks then would lose on November 6th to Atlanta at 9:56 p.m. We did get a tweet. The Knicks are a work in progress. No Precious and Mitch hurts them on the glass and on D. Talent is there. Chemistry will catch up.
Yep.
Great.
Okay.
2 games later, they lost to Indiana. No tweet.
Okay.
2 games later, they lose to Chicago. We do get a tweet. This is November the 13th, 10:02 p.m. The Knicks are going to be special. There will be growing pains. It's going to take time to gel. But when it clicks, serious damage will be done. Serious spelt wrong. Now, from that point forward, that was November the 13th. It is now December 3rd. Do you guys think the Knicks have lost any games since?
Well, yeah, they lost that Utah game and the Dallas game. I mean, Mikal got benched in a game, yeah.
Yeah, so here's the problem, folks. He has not tweeted after a loss since. However, he has In every game following that Chicago loss on November the 13th, all the wins, two against Brooklyn.
He tweeted twice. I'm looking at your document.
Yes, right.
He has one old video of Evan walking out of arena pissed off.
So he made sure to double down.
Old.
Love that video.
Knicks have dudes. You Knicks know. Have dogs. They're good. You know what I've also noticed?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just want to ask you a question. He tweeted after every victory, as you're showing in this document, and every tweet starts off exactly the same way.
Right. And this is it. It's becoming lazy from Tommy, if you will. The Knicks have dudes, 2 exclamation points. The Knicks have dogs, 3 exclamation points. They are going to do damage, 4 exclamation points. Now, sometimes he skips the exclamation points and just copies and pastes a couple periods in there.
Right.
But these are all after wins. So there's two things here. Number one, he doesn't even believe in his own message after wins. He's simply copying and pasting the same tweet with maybe 3 words changed at the end, if you'll notice.
Some of them don't have any changes. It's just literally the Knicks have dudes, Knicks have dogs, they're going to do damage.
Very lazy.
I see this, yeah.
But then it's amazing, after the losses, specifically Utah and Dallas, nothing.
Huh.
Nothing. And in Utah, boy, that's an early game on a Saturday, too. 4 o'clock, plenty of time. Can't say he fell asleep.
Yeah.
Folks, would you say...
What am I being accused of?
Yes.
Skipping the podium.
Would you say that after losses this year, he skipped...
Do you have an algorithm set up for every time that the Knicks win that just sends an automatic tweet?
No.
And when they lose, you have nothing?
No. There are 8 losses... 5 of which he has skipped the podium.
And even
the wins are lazy podium appearances.
And every win, I'm looking at this, every single win has a tweet. 5 of the losses do not have a tweet.
5. None. But only after the wins. Skipping the podium, I think, would be what we would call this.
Yeah, can you have an explanation for yourself, Tommy?
Do you want the win stuff or the losses stuff first?
Let's start with the loss.
Okay, so the losses stuff.
Do you want to plead before you explain?
The reason... No, I don't. I took the temperature. I have the pulse of the Knicks fans here. I'm the voice of the Knicks fans here on WFAN. And I felt like after certain losses, I have to put out a mission statement. I have to hit the podium. I have to calm the waters. I have to send out what I feel like is a positive message to everybody about don't panic. And everything I said in those losses has come to fruition, by the way, and will continue to come to fruition. If a loss I feel like isn't worthy of saying something and I feel like everybody's good and level-headed, then I let it slide. And I've always done that. You could go back to all my tweets through the years.
What about a tweet being connected to every win, though? It doesn't feel consistent if every win... Forget about the copying and paste for a second.
Yeah.
Every win has a tweet attached to it, but not every loss. That feels a little disingenuous.
So when I buy a ticket to see The Rock perform, I want to hear the hits. I want to hear him call somebody a jabroni. I want to hear him to say, you smell what The Rock is cooking. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So that's how you get stuff over. You're consistent. People remember that stuff, whether it's positive Tommy, whether it's, I'll teach you the radio business, Sean, whether it's dude, dogs, and damage, it sticks on and people love it to where I hear it when I'm walking the streets. That's why I continue to do that. So it sticks, it gets over, and therefore I get over.
Interesting.
Yeah, but why not on the losses?
Yeah. That's the tough one, bro.
So on the losses, like I said, I will hit the podium when I feel like it is absolutely necessary. If they had lost to the Brooklyn Nets, which was never going to happen, I would 100% have hit the podium.
Mm-hmm.
They lose to the Jazz on a Saturday.
You're saying those losses are insignificant.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah.
I brush them off.
They lost to a Luka-less Mavericks team the night before.
And the Jazz loss was a bad one.
But why respond to any losses? It was like you were pumped up on opening day, pumped up, and you've gotten lazy.
Yeah.
No, I don't know
if that's focusing your positive attention on DeVito and the Jets.
Did you just not watch the games?
No, I absolutely watched the games. I never tweeted after losses the last couple of years. Evan could tell you that. I was accused of Loogie skips the podium completely after losses with the Knicks.
Yeah, I... This is just my reaction to all this. First of all, great detective work, Sean. This is very Evan-like with the work you've done.
You know, before you finish, one more caveat, too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it's just very ironic that to Knicks fans, the Nets don't matter yet. 2 tweets after one of the Net losses or wins and nothing after certain losses. But anyway, carry on, Evan.
No, that's fair enough. I don't have an issue personally with the reposting of the same phrasing. Like, that's his gimmick. Mm. That's his thing. They have dudes. They have dogs. They're going to do damage. I don't like the fact that it's the same amount of exclamation points. Makes it feel lazy, like you're copying and pasting it. Mm. If you're saying it over and over again, I'm good. Like, I agree with what you're saying. You got to get your gimmick over. I'm good. And occasionally you add stuff like I'm seeing in this document here. 145 points. I'm putting the league on notice. This was after the Denver game.
I hope they heard me.
First of all, I'm putting the league on notice.
I know.
Why? Wouldn't the Knicks be putting the league on notice? Not you.
They are, but I'm their mouthpiece.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. Apparently
but you don't show up after losses.
Certain losses.
I got to tell you.
On dereliction of duty, man.
Certain losses, I'll hit the podium. When I feel it's necessary.
Tiki, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm totally good with you on the wins. You've been exonerated on that part. Sorry, Sean. Mm. The losses, this is inexcusable.
Agreed.
You have to show up after every loss. You are, as you said, your word's not mine, the voice of the Knick fan.
On WFM.
You can't choose the losses that matter and don't matter, because there are diehards that need to hear you. And for you not to respond after the Cleveland loss... The Houston loss.
Cleveland in particular.
Cleveland. That's the third game of the year. I'm looking at it. No tweet on the Cleveland game. Mm-hmm. No tweet on the Houston game. The Indiana game. They're the Pacers. No tweet on the Utah game. No tweet on the Dallas game. You haven't tweeted after a loss in almost a month. Mm. I find him guilty of skipping the podium.
Yeah. I mean, you might be able to save yourself, though.
How so?
Tell me that after the losses you... And your wife kind of...
Made whoopee?
Yeah. Make it better?
Wins and losses. That doesn't affect me as a sports fan in that department.
That's called not having kids.
I'll tell you what. I'm a fair person. And what you brought up here, Sean, even though I think it's a little bit different than you skipping the podium after the Rangers are eliminated...
Didn't skip it. You didn't give me a half an hour before I tweeted.
Can I finish here first? Ross Perot action here? You bring up a fair point. And as the voice of Knick fans here on WFAN, if I'm going to be, you may call it a cheerleader after wins, and if I do react after certain losses, I need to be there after every single loss. I need to be there for the audience.
You know what?
So that's on me. I should be there. You're right, Tiki. More so after losses.
I got to hand it to you. I think Tiki and I are unanimous that you are guilty on the charge of skipping the podium.
Yes.
But it sounds like a criminal that understands he made a mistake and wants to learn from his mistake. And for that... We're going to still give you a punishment, but it will be lesser than the punishment that Sean got. I can promise you that.
Okay. Now.
I have the punishment, by the way.
Oh, you do? Okay, let's see if we accept that.
In 13 below weather, you have to use Evan's season tickets for the final Jet game of the year.
Jets Dolphins.
We want pictures until the last second.
That's a very fair punishment, by the way.
What is the, January?
It's 5th or 4th.
So it's the final week of the year?
It's the final Sunday
I have to
of
go
year.
To the Jet game.
Yes, in my season tickets and take pictures of
I want to see you with the scoreboard with the zeros at the end.
Yeah, you got to stay to the end. I agree with that, Sean. That's a fair punishment.
That's great.
I think that's a fair punishment.
Yes!
Oh, nice.
I think that's a fair. That doesn't mean I'll do it, but I think it's fair.
No, you won't do it. You got to do it. It's the final Sunday of the NFL season.
I'm so happy that you accept your punishment.
Me too.
Sometimes it's a devil you know versus a devil you don't. It could be worse, door number two. I learned that with working with other people here.
Well,
so sometimes you take the first punishment.
I give you a lot of credit.
That doesn't sound that bad.
No, it's horrible. It's actually a horrible punishment. Let's be clear here. It's going to be bad weather, and the Jets are playing the Dolphins. I mean,
I give you a lot of credit because when Sean... obviously faced his trial that you executed a few months ago about skipping the podium. He cried like a baby.
Yeah.
And he refused to accept
defiant.
It. Yeah, he was defiant.
He's still
to the
defiant.
End. Yeah. You have handled this with utter class, which means you brought up a good one, Sean. You really nailed him there.
Thank you. Thank you. Right.